Okay, today's daf is Daf Mem Beis. Thank you very much for coming. Let's start again at the two dots towards the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the verses about an ox that kills, what we call a shara niskal, an ox that has to be stoned. And we learned yesterday that not only can't a person get benefit from that ox, but even if a person were to slaughter that ox with a kasher shechita before the court was able to mete out the punishment of stoning that ox, one would still not be allowed to eat the meat of that ox. One is not allowed to get benefit even from the skin of the ox of a shara niskal. And one of the major discussions yesterday was the verse. The verse says, Uvala shor naki, the owner of the ox is to be clean. So the Gemara said, we learned from that that he can't get any benefit at all from the ox. Tanur Rabbanan, we're Tanur Braisa. The verse says, Uvala shor naki, the owner of the ox is clean.
Good morning.
Omer Belezer says, what does it mean that the owner of the ox is clean? Naki michatzi kofer, that if the ox is a tam, and as a tam it goes and kills someone, then we don't say that the owner should pay half of the atonement payment. A muad that kills, there's a payment of kofar. But a tam, no payment at all. I'm a Lord Rabbi Akiva, B'Akiva said to Rabbi Elazar, I don't understand, why would you even think that you need a pasuk for that? Hello, hu atzmein mishtamel migufa. The whole idea of tam is that a tam gets paid from the body of the tam. The body of the tam itself gets, out of that comes the payment. According to Rabbi Akiva, literally the one damaged becomes a partner in the damager, and now he owns half of it. So one second, you know what? Take your tam that killed a person, and let this body pay you. How can the body pay you? The body's stoned to death. There's nothing to pay you. The body's stoned. It's destroyed. What's going to pay you? So Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar, Elazar said, Kach ani beinecha, that's what I am in your eyes. Shadini bazeh shechayev misa, that my law was in a tam that kills a person, and a tam that kills a person, where this tam is going to be stoned to death. I'm saying, but there's a pasuk balashor naki, that you don't take out of the stoned carcass half of the value, half of the kofar payment. Of course not. The carcass is destroyed. It's nothing. There's nothing to take out of there. My law is if a tam killed a man with only a single witness seeing it, OLP Bailam, or that the owner of the tam is the reason why we know that this tam killed the man, because the owner of the tam told us in court. And if the owner tells us, or if we have a single witness, we can't put an animal to death with only a single witness or based on admission. An animal to be put to death needs two witnesses. But in regards to money, certainly one person, you know, a person who admits that's significant money, a single witness can create an oath. So maybe in regards to money, I would have thought there would still be a payment. That's only the pasuk Bala Sharnaki that there's no payment. So I said, one second, that's the case. I'll be Bailam, where the owner of the tam is the reason how we know that the tam killed. Modu b'knasu. This is a classical situation of where there's a fine payment, and the person who owes the fine is the reason why we know about the fine. He admitted to us that he owes the fine. We have a rule, modu b'knas is pater. If somebody admits to a fine, he doesn't have to pay the fine. Savar Belezer is of the opinion that kofar payments, the atonement payments, is not a fine. It's not even money. Kofra kapara. The atonement payments are an atonement. It's like a korban. It's something to wipe away a sin. So that maybe, of course, if a person admits to the fact that he owes a korban, he owes the korban. So for a kofar payment, we would have thought his own admission could create an obligation. So that was one braisa, a different usage for Bala Sharnaki, not to teach us that the owner can't get any benefit from the ox. Another different use. Tani dechlunt in another braisa. Amalur Belezer, Belezer said to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, kachani beinecha shadini bezeh shechayev misa. You think I'm saying my law in a case when the animal is being put to death? What I'm saying that the verse of Bala Sharnaki tells us that you don't collect half kofar, that's in a case where an animal is trying to kill another animal. It ended up killing a person. So when it ended up killing a person, it's not going to be put to death.
or it was miskavim larugas hamitzri, was trying to kill an Egyptian. Again, it wouldn't have been put to death for killing an Egyptian. Argus Yisrael, he ended up killing a Jew. Or lenafalim, he was trying to kill a baby before he was 30 days old, a week old baby. Again, where he wouldn't be put to death for it. Vaharag ben Kayam, he ended up killing a Jew. So the Gemara asks, Hai Amar Le Beresha. Which answer did he give first? Did he first give the answer of that my lesson is for a Tam, where the owner tells us that the Tam killed? Or did he first give us the answer of my lesson is for a Tam that was trying to kill something that wouldn't have made it be put to death, and it ended up killing a person, so it doesn't end up being put to death? Rav Kahana Rishmei, Rav Amar Miskaven Amar Le Beresha. First he gave this answer of the intent. And that's really a good answer. That's a very good answer because that answer that makes sense. You know, here a person gets killed. He should have kapara for it, and yet this animal's not going to be put to death for doing so. No, first he gave the answer of a owner who tells us that the ox killed. Which wasn't such a good answer, because then we had the whole question, but it's mode of a knas, you have to give an answer. No, it's really kofra kapara, kofra is an atonement. So Rav Kahana, Mishmei Rav Miskaven Amar Le Beresha, Rav Kahana, in the name of Rava, says that the answer that he gave right away was that the ox was trying to kill another ox, and ended up killing a person. Because Mashal Litzayat Shishola Dagim Nayam, it's a parable to a fisherman who's pulling out fish from the sea. Which fish does he take first? The best fish. He doesn't get the best fish. He takes, you know, I'll take in some of the bad ones. After the best fish, he says, I'll take some of the bad ones in too. So in other words, he gave a good answer. He said, you know what? Here's another answer. It's not so good, but I'll throw it in. In other words, Mishkach Rav Rabbi Shakya. First, the fisherman takes the big fish. Then, once he has all the big fish, some small fish are available, he takes them too. Shakal Zutri sees the small one, Shakli takes them too. Rav Tivyumi Shmedi Rav Amar, Rav Tivyumi, the son of Rava, said, Hamas Amar Liberation. The first answer that he gave to resolve the question of Rabbi Akiva, what do you mean you need a pasuk to tell me that an owner of a tam that kills doesn't pay half of the kofar? Of course he can't pay half of the kofar. The tam payments are always from the body of the animal. The animal that kills is being stoned to death. So how are you going to pay half the kofar from a bunch of broken bones? No, what I mean, he doesn't have to pay half of the kofar in the case where we only know about it because the owner of this animal is the one who told us. That's what he said first. Hey, Masama Liberation. Why? Then we said, but that's not a good answer. If he told us, he doesn't have to pay anything because it's a mode of biknas. We said, okay, it's a kufra kapara. That was the first discussion. Mashal Tzayit. And then he said, you know what? I'll tell you really what I need the pasuk for. I need the pasuk for the case where an animal was trying to kill a person and trying to kill another animal, ended up killing a person. So then you're not going to put the animal to death. But since the person was killed, I would have thought you'd have to pay. And that's what the pasuk says, Balashar Naki, that since it's a tam, it doesn't have to pay. So Amar, Rav Tevum, in the name of Rava, said, him is some liberation. First he gave the answer that the man was admitting to it, that his animal did it, and that's how we knew about it. As Mashal Tzai, Shishol Dagum Nayam, parable to a fisherman who is fishing fish from the sea. Mishkach Zuktri, first he finds the small fish, the easy fish, Shakli takes him. First he takes the not such good answer. And then he finds the bigger answer, he forgets about the small things. Mishkach Ravravi, once he finds the big fish, Shadi Zutri, throws away the small fish, the Shakal Ravravi, he only takes the big fish. So the same thing, once you have a good answer, you're not going to give a lesser answer. If a lesser answer was given, that must have been because that was the first answer that he had available. And once he realized the better answer, he forgot about the lesser answer.
There's no relationship between the fish and animal killing a person.
No, we're not saying we're saying it in terms of a scholar. Big fish is like a good answer.
Okay.
Small fish is like not such a great answer.
Oh, I see.
So we're saying which answer did he give first to our question on him? Which answer did he give first to Rabbi Akiva? Okay, so again, we're all discussing these words, Baal Ashar Naki. We saw yesterday that Baal Ashar Naki might mean the owner of the ox can't get any benefit from the ox that killed. Now we saw the view of Rabbi Lazar, Baal Ashar Naki means
the owner of an ox that's a tam that kills doesn't have to pay half of kofir. Rabbi Akiva challenged that. Rabbi Elazar gave an answer to Rabbi Akiva's question. Tanya dechunt in another brisa. Bala shor naki, the verse says the owner of the ox is clean. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, what does it mean? Naki midmei vlados. It means the following. The Torah says that if two men are fighting, and while fighting, one man throws a rock at his friend, and his friend ducks, and the rock flies over his friend's head, and it goes and it hits a pregnant woman who is walking behind them, and as a result, she has a miscarriage. Her husband can demand payment for the loss of the pregnancy from the man who threw the rock. That's what the Torah says in Parshas Mishpatim.
Can or cannot?
May do so, yeah. Can demand payment, and he gets paid. There is a payment. So it's saying that that's true if a man threw a rock and caused the miscarriage. But if an ox causes a miscarriage, there's no payment. Nakmid Mei Vlados, the owner of an ox, is exempt for paying for a lost pregnancy. Amalur B'Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, you need Uvala Sharnaki. We have another pasuk that tells us this. I remember the pasuk says, Ki Natsu Anashim, when two people are fighting, and in their fight, inadvertently, a pregnant woman gets hurt. V'nagfu Isha. So it says, Anashim, when two people are fighting. That's to imply. Why did it say two people fighting? Could have just said, if a woman gets hurt. Why does it say, when two people are fighting and a woman gets hurt? It's to say, when people are fighting and not, when oxen are fighting. V'lo Shvar. So why don't need the pasuk of Uvala Sharnaki? The Gemara says,
when the two people are fighting and a woman gets hurt, who pays for the woman? Both of them?
The man who damaged her. The man who caused the pregnancy to be lost.
I mean, they're fighting, who knows who hit her?
You know, if we know, we have to.
I don't understand, like a tom that gores another ox, the owner pays half.
Correct.
But if a tom that gores a pregnant woman
and causes the pregnancy to be lost, there's no payment.
There's no payment. Isn't like a kavachomer if he goes another ox, kavachomer if he hurts a person?
Right. Apparently not. That's the pasuk. Pasuk says no. This is a special law that a lost, you know, with a pregnancy, you don't even know anything's going to happen, right? She may lose the pregnancy anyways.
But then you said even if it causes a person.
No, but there's a special pasuk that says that when a man causes a loss of a pregnancy, he has to pay. But that's true with a man. It's not true about anything else that causes a loss of pregnancy. Loss of pregnancy normally is not to pay. So you don't know that anything's going to happen here. So Gemara asks, Shapir Kamri Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a good point, right? What do you need to Baal HaSharnaki? We have a different pasuk. Yinatsu Anashim. Ravula Breda Ravidi. Ravula, the son of Ravidi, said, Itzchich, I'll tell you why we need Baal HaSharnaki. I would have thought to say, the Torah speaks about people, anashim, when people cause a loss of a pregnancy, there's payment, which implies, v'lo shvarim, but not if oxen cause the loss of pregnancy. So I would have thought, which oxen are excluded? Not oxen, adoma la'anashim, not oxen that are like people. In other words, ma'anashim mu'adim, people that are mu'adim, they're always a mu'adim person. So if a mu'ad causes a loss of pregnancy, a man who's a mu'ad, he has to pay. And then it's saying, man have to pay, but oxen, not af shvar mu'adim. So oxen that are mu'adin don't have to pay. Hatam achayv, but a tam would have to pay for the loss of pregnancy. So kasir rachman, that's in the pasuk of Baal HaSharnaki, departed that the owner of the tam doesn't have to pay also. Amar Rava, so Rava said, which is, you know, a little bit of the Kal V'chomer that Roger was pointing out, Yetziva ba'ara, you're standing on the ground. V'giyura b'shmei shmaya, and your home. Or he's saying like this: will you have a resident living on the ground and a stranger living up in the sky? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, right? If you're going to say that the muad doesn't have to pay for causing a loss of pregnancy. The mu'ad's always stricter. A tam you would think would have to pay for causing a loss of pregnancy. Makes no sense.
That's a
daim. It's a kavachomer. Ela amar Rava. So Rava said, I'll tell you why we need the pasuk of Baal HaSharnaki. We already have the pasuk of Kiyinatsu Anashim to exclude Shvarim. Saka that the Chamina would have thought to say, Anashim, if a pert, the pasuk says when men fight and they cause a loss of pregnancy, there's a payment. V'lo shvarim adom la'anashim, and not oxen that are similar to people, they don't have to pay. So that would mean like this: man ashim muadim, men who are muadim have to pay, and therefore afshvar muadim, oxen that are muad are the ones that don't have to pay. And if a muad ox doesn't have to pay, kal vachomer l'tamin d'ptiri. So certainly a tam would be potter as well. So if that would have been my pasuk, I would have said all oxen are exempt from paying for the loss of pregnancy. Muadim, because they are non-anashin. And if muadim are exempt, certainly a tam is exempt. So then, hadar kasa rachman abala sharnaki. So then the Torah had to turn around and say, the owner of the ox is exempt to tell me tam potter, the tam is exempt. Why do I have to say tam potter? It's to say the tam is potter, a muad is chayiv. The tam is potter, but if a muad kill, or muad knocks out a pregnancy, in other words, the whole pasuk of Vala Sharnaki is to tell me, don't darshin, ki natsu anashim, anashim velo shvarim, but rather to say that the source is Vala Sharnaki, and to say that the tam doesn't have to pay, and a muad would have to pay. Amalei Abaye said, if that's the way you understand psukim, Elamayat, if that's the case, Gabe Boshes Nami, in regards to humiliation. This is what Baruch began our learning tonight, this morning. He said, talked about screaming, about humiliating somebody else. So we know that if a person humiliates another person, he has to pay. And the Torah has a very colorful example of that. It's two men fighting, and the wife of one is upset that her husband is fighting. So she throws out her hand and she grabs the private part of the man hitting her husband and she embarrasses him. And the way the Torah describes her having to pay, it says cut off her hand for having grabbed his private area. So there we say that that only applies to people, but not to oxen, because it talks about two people fighting. Not to anashim. Again, the same thing. So in light of this, you can reject these drashos. Why don't we say the same? Nami Nemahachi, let's say the same thing. The Pasuk said, Ki natsu anashim, when people are fighting. Then, and we say from that, when people are fighting and a woman throws in her hand, that would mean then there's a payment of humiliation. Anashim, people below shvar madam anashim, but not oxen that are like people. Ma anashim muadim, people are fighting, we're talking about muadim. Af shvar muadim, so too it's referring to shvar who are muadim. And then we'll say, well, sure, that's a muad who humiliates, doesn't have to pay. So certainly, kavu chomer l'tam d'ptiri. Certainly, if a tam would humiliate, it wouldn't have to pay. And now we have hadar kasa rachmana bala sharnaki. And now we have the Torah saying the owner of the ox is clean, which we said means that only tam potter. Only, he doesn't have to pay for the tam. But muad, chayiv, maybe an ox that's a muad that humiliates you would have to pay. And if you're going to say, achinami, that that's true, that a muad that humiliates, you have to pay humiliation payments. Yachi, if so, listeni bala shornaki, then the brisa should have said the owner of the ox is exempt, the pasuk said. Rabbi Yossi Aglili interprets that not to mean that the owner of the ox can't, is clean, not to mean that the owner of the ox can't get benefit the way Rabbi Akiva understood it, but rather Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer patrimi dmei vlados, the owner of a tam is exempt from paying for a lost pregnancy, umibosheth, and from paying for humiliation. Ela, so rather, Abaye v'Rava dami tarvayu, Abaye and Rava said like this, Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need a pasuk bala shornaki to say that the owner of the ox is exempt from paying from blade for the lost pregnancy for Tmei Vlados. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need bala shornaki for that. I have the pasuk of Anashim Velo Shvarim. No, Anashim Velo Shvarim is needed for something else. Anashim Velo Shvarim means like this. Anashim, when two people are fighting and then there's a loss of a pregnancy, it's to say Anashim, when it's people, Ein Ason Ba'isha, if the woman didn't die, Ye'anshu, then they have to have payments of money, and it's implying that Yesh Ason Ba'isha, but if the woman died, since there's the rule of Kim Le'Bidurabmine, once there's a death act here, there's a murder here, Lo Ye'anshu, they don't have to pay money, they get the greater punishment of being treated for murder. But that's not true about oxen.
It was unintentional.
Right.
Still submitted to death penalty?
And we're going to see. The Gemara is going to talk about it.
Rabbi, any ason, yesh ason, which means kabanah, kabanah.
We're going to get to that in a second, right? So if with Anashim, only if she didn't die, then they have to pay money. But Yesh Asan, if she did die, then Lo Yeyanshu, then they don't have to pay money. Velo Shvarim, but that's not true about oxen. Ta'afal Gavdi Yesh Asan, an oxen is not within the category, because if an ox causes a pregnant woman to die or not to die, but either way, it'll cause a loss of the pregnancy. Yeyanshu, they would have to pay for the loss of the pregnancy. Under Kasa Rachman, that's in the Pasuk of Balashar Naki to tell me that the owner of the ox is always exempt for paying from the pregnancy. So Rav Ada Bar Ahava challenged this. Maskeflor Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Atu Ba'ason Talya Milsa, is the issue whether the woman dies or not. This is Gabriel's question. The kavana talya milsa. The issue is if there is intent to kill the woman. Because again, if it's an inadvertent act, he was throwing the rock at a guy and the guy ducks and the woman gets killed behind it, then there isn't even an issue of a death penalty to say kimle bidirab mine.
But here's the shnanashim ravim. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but he's not trying to kill this person.
Still, even by mistake, him turim, even though.
Yeah. Ela Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava. So Rav Ada Bar Ahava said like this. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need the pasuk balashar naki. I have the pasuk anashim velo shvarim. So Rav Ada Bar Ahava answered, if I would have had anashim velo shvarim, I would have said anashim when two people are fighting and then there's the payment for the loss of pregnancy. Ki niskavnu ze laze, if they're trying to kill each other. Even if the woman dies, but they were trying to kill each other, they weren't trying to kill her, they would have to pay money for the loss of the pregnancy. But if they had intent to kill her, right? So if the guy is not just trying to kill the guy in front of him, he also wants to kill everybody around. He doesn't want any bystanders. He throws a rock deliberately to kill her. If he ends up killing her, Lo Yeyanshu doesn't have to pay money for the loss of her pregnancy because he's going to be put to death for having tried to kill her for that, and in fact having killed her. Lo Shvarim, but that's not true about oxen. Even if an ox wants to go kill a woman and it goes out and kills a woman and her baby, Yeyanshu, I would say the ox would have to pay because the oxen don't have the rules of Kimle B'derab Mine. That's a special law, I would think, by people. That's why Kasav Rahman, I needed the Pasuk Balashor Naki, that whenever an ox kills and causes the loss of a pregnancy, Tiri, the owner of the ox, doesn't have to pay. And so too, when Rav Chagai came from the south, he came and he brought a braisa with him, like the lesson of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, that the point of Rav Yossi's drasha, Balashar Naki, is to say that the owner of the ox doesn't have to pay for the loss of pregnancy, even in a case where the ox went out and deliberately killed the woman. Tanya, we did another braisa. Bala Shornaki, the owner of the ox, is clean. He's got nothing to do with it. Rabbi Akiva gave now a third explanation for Bala Shornaki, besides what we had seen yesterday, which is that the owner of the ox gets no benefit from the ox. What it means is Naki mit me'ev. If an ox goes and a short time, that is, goes and kills a slave, the owner of the ox doesn't have to pay the 30 shekel that is the normal kofar payment for the death of a slave. So Gemara says, well, if Rabbi Akiva was the one who gave Rabbi Yossi and he gave Rabbi Eliezer a hard time, why doesn't he give himself a hard time? Name Rabbi Akiva in Afshe. Let Rabbi Akiva say to himself, one second. Hello, Atzmoino Mishtamel Migufo. A Tam only pays out from his own body. So what do you mean that you would have thought that the Tam has to pay the 30 shekel for the slave and he doesn't? Balashor Naki. Aviyel Lebezdim V'yashalim Lach. Bring the broken mass of bones and flesh of a stoned animal and let that broken mass pay you. In other words, it's worthless. Of course he doesn't have to pay. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Rabbi Akiva would tell you, Kishakadam Bala V'shachta. He needs the pasuk for the case where the owner of the ox slaughtered the ox before the ox was convicted. So Ma'ad the Tamelish Talmine would have thought, okay, since it was slaughtered, there is meat here. Maybe from this meat we should take the 30 shekel for the slave who was killed. Kamashman ho elu bark talahu, since the ox really deserves to be put to death, afal gav de shachta, even though the owner slaughtered it before it was put to death, lo l'shtalimine, you don't get paid from it. Ihaki, if that's such a good answer, so why do we have to have a whole amud, which we began this morning with, the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, to try to understand Reb Elezer, to figure out what his case was. In Reb Elezer to say, well, maybe it was where the owner admitted that his ox killed, or maybe it was that the ox was trying to kill an animal, ended up killing a person. Reb Elezer, not because you got him a shachto. Say for Reb Elezer the same answer, that I need the pasuk to say that a tam doesn't pay half kofar. I say, why would the tam pay half kofar? The tam being put to death, there's nothing to pay with. Well, in a case where it wasn't put to death, where before the court was able to convict him, the owner went and slaughtered the tam. So Gemara says, Hachanam, yeah, that would have been a good answer. Would have been a good answer. That's true. But v'savar dimlis l'tam achriya dodif mehai v'nemele. Rabbi Akiva didn't offer his own answer. He figured maybe Rabbi Elazar will come up with something new. It'll be interesting. Maybe he'll tell me a new, better answer. Rabbi Elazar nami. So Rabbi Elazar, what's that?
When he kills a man, when he kills a person, he's on the Zikin thing?
No. Damages. Yeah. Rabbi Elazar nami. Rabbi Elazar also. Lishni leshikana v'shachta. Why didn't Rabbi Elazar give this answer? That we need the pasuk for the case where the animal was slaughtered before it was convicted. Amar lecha, Rabbi Elazar will tell you. It's not a good answer. The answer I gave was an animal that was trying to kill another animal, ended up killing a person. Tashor lav bark talahu klal. That's really, there's no reason to kill such an animal. Sakadai tachamina would have thought to say, nichayev, in such a case, he should have to pay half kofar because he needs atonement. And then it's jukkralim uteni to pasak balashar naki to say he doesn't have to pay the half kofar. Aval hacha. But in the case of Rabbi Akiva, where the animal went out and killed a slave, the moment it killed the slave, it deserves to be put to death. Even though before it was put to death, someone got up and slaughtered it. Because, of course, when the obligation of death was put on this animal, that's it. You're not going to have another obligation. You need a pasuk to say, oh, but you won't have to pay kofar from it. Rebbe Akiva Nami. So one second, Rebbe Akiva. It's a really good point of Rebbe Elazar. What does he need a pasuk for to tell me, Balashor Naki, that a tam doesn't have to pay the 30 shekel for killing a slave? Of course. If a tam kills a slave, the tam right away has a death penalty on it. Of course, there's nothing that more that we're going to take out of this tam. So we need the pasuk for. Elam Ravasi, Ravasi explained. Hamilsi, this explanation. Mipi de Gavra Rabba Shmieli. I heard it from a great man. Umani Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. That great man is Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina. Salkatai Tachamina would have thought to say, Hov Amar Reb Akiva, Aftam Shechavol Ba'adam, Meshalim Ba'mosar, Nezek Shalem. Rabbi Akiva says that if a tam and a person get into a fight, and the tam damages the person, and the person damages the tam, we figure out how much damage did the person do to the tam? 30. How much damage did the tam do to the person? 70. So the tam pays a full 40, the difference, the full amount of the difference to the person. And it doesn't have to pay half shekel. So I would have thought, mishtalim nami, d'mei eved mei aliyah. So the same way sometimes the tam gets treated like a muad. When a tam is damaging a person, Rabbi Akiva feels that the tam is a muad. So let a tam who kills an eved also have to pay the 30 shekel from property outside of his body. So that's why he needed a pasuk, Kasav Rahman Abala Sharnaki, that the owner of the ox, the owner of the tam, doesn't have to pay at all when his animal kills an eved. Amalei Rabbi Zeira Lirvasi. Rabbi Zeira said back to Ravasi, Iva Tavir Bakiva Lagzize. For you know, Rabbi Akiva broke his fist. In other words, he limited that rule that a tam damaging a person gets treated like a muad. The Tanya Lidin Abraisi Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, if a tam damages a person, he pays full damage. Yachal Yishalim in Aliyah, does he pay beyond the value of his body? Tam lo makamish pedazay yasalo, like this law shall be done to him. He grew from a shalom, ain't a shalom in Aliyah. He only pays from the body, doesn't pay from that which is more than the body. So why would we think that a tam that kills an eved should have to pay even beyond the value of the body? Elama Rava, Rava explained, it's true, I tell you what, Rabbi Akiva needs the pasuk of Naki to exclude a tam from Tmei Eved, from the money for the slave. Salka Daita Chaminu would have thought to say, Holo Machmerini, since we're very strict with a shor muad, Be'eved Yosem ben Chorin, with a slave even more than a free person. Why ben Chorin yafes sela no sin sela? The ben Chorin is only worth a shekel. The kofar payment is a shekel. If he's worth shloshim no sin shloshim, you give him 30 shekel. You give the family 30 shekel. But an eved yafes sela no sin shloshim, a slave who's worth a shekel, still if he gets killed, the owner of the animal has to give 30. Now we said that that's only with a muad, not with a tam. So I would have thought, Mishtalim Namid may have min aliyah. So maybe the payments of an eved also come from outside of the body of the tam. That's because of Rahman Abala Sharnaki, the owner of the ox of the tam, is exempt. Tanya Kavase, the Rava. We have a brisa like Rava. Abala Sharnaki, the owner of the ox, is clean. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Rebbe Akiva says, what does it mean, Naki? If it's a short tam, Naki mit may eved. He doesn't have to pay the 30 shekel of an eved. Valo dinu, one second now, isn't this a simple point of logic? Ho, v'chaya be'eved, v'chaya be'ven chorin. Just like you have to pay for a slave who gets killed, and you have to pay for a human being who gets killed, kofar. Just like when a regular person, there's a difference between tam and muad. After shechiyah be'eved, v'chalik be'en tam le'muad. Vote kal v'chomer to say that he's exempt. A free person, you give the full value, and yet a tam doesn't pay at all. A slave who only pay 30, certainly if it's a tam, shouldn't pay at all. Someone says, well, you can't say that. You can say the other way. We're stricter with the slave than with the ben-chorin. Ben-chorin, yafes sela no sin sela, shloshim no sin shloshim. But an eved, yafes sela no sin shloshim, a slave who's only worth a shekel, if he gets killed by a muad, the kofar payment is 30 shekel. So yachol yechayiv, so maybe the tam that kills a slave also should have to pay? Tam aloma, that's only the pasuk. Bala shar naki. That the owner of the ox is clean, naki mit me eved, he's clean from paying the 30 shekel. Tam, the owner of an ox, it's a tam, is exempt from paying.